It's time for the locals to take over. 94.3 Kilo's Loud and Local, where locals get their chance to rock the airwaves. Loud and Local with Sid Black on the Rock Station. 94.3 Kilo.
Yes, every Monday we do this. Local bands, specifically to the Colorado area, take over the Kilo airwaves. Been at it quite a while. It is Loud and Local. Of course, you can submit your material. You are in a band or an artist local to the Colorado area. Let's hear from you. Just hit the Loud and Local main page banner, kilo943.com. We're community as hell for this segment. As Brian and Sean of What's Left Records, do you have a, is there like an LLC? What's the official to put these fests and stuff up?
LLC. All right. What's Left Records? All right.
You guys are official now. Oh, as yes. Not only have you had this record store that people have heard, obviously the spot is fantastic, but you've had this record store off, well, it started off Circle and then moved to East Platte. And then now you've taken up the ambition of having this 2 day over how many bands taking the stage?
About 104. 104 bands.
That can't be stressful at all.
Not at all.
I'm sure you're sitting here in this moment like, this is a great idea. We should do this.
Yeah.
So, Brian, Sean, welcome in, man. Brian, you've been through.
Thanks so much.
Sean, your first stop here, man.
Yeah.
I go back way back with you guys, but we have a big weekend, the weekend that you've been putting. I would just imagine a year plus worth of brain power behind this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's coming up. It's time to go. Yeah?
Hell yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a lot of work, but
I bet.
We're really excited for it. It's gonna be a blast.
And
it'll be worth it in the end.
Right. It's not just, it's local bands, obviously, and we'll feature some of the bands you will catch this weekend here, part of this segment, but you're bringing in nationals as well. I mean, this thing is just, you're not new to doing these types of festivals, but it's just grown exponentially. Into this, you're like, what, 10th? You said this is like your 10th real feel festival, you would say.
Yes, we originally did What's Left Fest, a multi-genre fest for 5 years.
Yep.
And then we did 7-1 Grind, which is a little heavier, for 4 years. We took a break for about 7 years. Now we're coming back for a 10th one that's going to be crazier than all of them. And we're super excited for it.
Yeah, pretty ambitious when you kind of spread it amongst 3 venues as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not uncommon because you had a hand in that 719 Fest that was just, just a few weeks ago, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
last
in
month,
July. Yeah. So, yep. Mm-hmm. And
awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. That was a really cool way to kind of feel it out with locals. And yeah.
No one, it was safe getting across Platte.
It was so far. We're going to try to keep people good like have signs that say Punks Crossing with little DRI logos. And I didn't tell you that. That's my idea, Sean.
Oh, cool idea, Brian. Thanks for telling me right now.
You heard it first.
You know, everybody out there with the traffic, what is it, the wands, the traffic wands?
Yeah.
Trying to guide people across. All right, well, we got Brian and Sean with us, Loud and Local segment here tonight. Kick things off, a band you will find, actually all the artists featured here tonight will be on the What's Left Fest here this week. Where can they get tickets real quick? We'll just get to that so they can go purchase their tickets.
So if you are local, you can, if you're Loud and Local, you can
go down to
What's Left Records.
Yep.
And you can pick up your tickets with no fees or anything.
Cool.
Or if you're not local, then you can get them online at blacksheeprocks.com.
Sweet. I know we got a link up as well, concert page at kilo943.com. Plenty of opportunities to get in for the weekend. Well, let's kick things off. Nautiloid and Light and Sound. Kilo's Loud and Local.
I like it.
Thank you. Kilo.
the Amber Jean in Proxy Paradise, one of the many taking the stage What's Left Fest here this weekend. Brian and Sean, the masterminds, the big brains behind this weekend's festivities in the studio with me. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
You guys are, in the most positive way possible, I'm sure, just ready to get this the hell done with, yes?
Oh, you betcha.
It's understandable.
It's very stressful. Yes. It's a whole lot of work.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like the payoff is so great. And that's just by having, you know, a bunch of people mm-hmm. there at a show, having an awesome time, seeing bands that you never thought that you'd be able to see.
Yeah.
And most importantly, seeing like new bands that you've never seen that you get to discover and stuff. So.
And it's right here in town, man. I mean, you're shoulder to shoulder with people that live here, which is the best part. And I'm sure when it comes to kind of building this, getting the bands all together, there's a lot more, nah, you can't play it over, you know, yeses. It's limited slots. But where do you kind of begin to get all these bands and pull them together and make it all make sense?
You know, yeah. I got a lot to say on the matter, but let's hear what you have to say, Sean.
Well, he's giving me some time, dude. Look at this.
You know,
no pressure.
It's really awesome. It's just like, we use this opportunity too, just to get a lot of bands. You know, we want to have a lot of cool, bigger bands,
sure.
you know, that's been around for a while that we love to get on it. But it's also, there's like a lot of bands that have been touring forever that we've been on the circuit touring. We've met a lot of really cool people along the road and a lot of people who know each other and know stuff. And we just want to get everyone together all in one place in a small little town where people don't really get to see this that often. And kind of get, you know, just so many different types of band together.
To that point.
And so many homies.
People need to see Night Child.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're playing Vultures, right?
Yes.
I don't remember the time. I think it was a good slot. I think, I want to say it was like,
I think like 7 or 8 or something like that. Yeah.
It was at night. But they're playing Vultures, right?
Yes, they're excellent. Yeah. We put out their album on our label as well, in addition to a store, we're a record label. And yeah, we put out the album from Night Child, from The Slights, from Upon the Fields Whisper,
right.
Night Wraith.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of bands that are on it that we.
And it's such a mix of genres, too. I mean, that's a big important thing for you guys as well, is mixing up genres. So it's not just your traditional, I would say, metal per se.
No, it's not. There's a bunch. There's power violence, there's grindcore, there's metal, there's hip hop. There's actually some like hip hop artists on this that are like my favorite stuff ever.
Stuff that we've been looking to see like our whole entire lives and never really gotten to do it. So we just hit these bands up, that we really loved and stuff that we haven't gotten a chance to see. We're like, well, you know, let's just get them all together. We might as well. We really just book stuff that we love and want to see and think that other people should see. And we just all put it in one place.
Does it surprise you when it comes together, though? When you mix genres like that, people would think on paper that's not going to work, but it does.
It does work.
Very much, we're all
doing the same stuff, you know, whether you're a punk or a metalhead or into hip hop, like we're all like escaping from like the horrors and the realities of life through music and through expression. So let's put it all together in a positive way and like let everybody see something like that. And Colorado Springs, we don't always get a lot of like the bigger shows and stuff like that. So that's why we're like, let's do a show here. Let's have Denver people be able to drive down. Let's show people that Colorado Springs has a really cool scene.
Absolutely.
And on that point too, a lot of the bigger fests that you see, there's always, a lot of them are like the same kind of bands and the same bands.
Absolutely.
And this is something where we're like, you know what? These are the bands that maybe not everybody, I mean, some of them are definitely those bands, but most of them are like the bands that aren't asked to play those shows, that don't do those fests, that aren't, you know, the cool guys yet, and we just want to give them a chance.
Yeah, well, no one wants to take a chance on people, you know. I think that's where you guys kind of win, is you're taking that chance and kind of watching it work, which is rad. What's Left Fest here this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, split between What's Left Records, The Black Sheep, and Vultures. Is there a pro wrestling set up?
Yeah, there is. Fun wrestling. They're going to be over there on Saturday.
Nice.
From like 1 to 6, we're going to have vendors, food trucks, and wrestling. Wrestling on Saturday only, but the food trucks and the vendors and everything will be there.
So not just limited to music, man. You're kind of grabbing it from all angles.
That's right. We're going to power drive you.
We're just going to have a little time, you know?
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. And it starts where you said, it's like noon to 1:30 a.m. I mean, it's a day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
all day,
brother.
And you get, is it one ticket in? It's not per ticket, per club? How does that kind of work?
So it's $60 a day or $100 for a 2-day pass. Your ticket gets you a wristband. You're going to check in at the Black Sheep. You're going to get a wristband, and that gets you into all three venues. It's like over 100 bands.
Yeah.
It's less than $1 a band. It's going to be really cool. And these bands fly out here. These bands drive out here. So, you know, the money goes to make sure that they can get out here and stuff like that. You know, it doesn't just magically happen.
Sure. No, exactly. And it's fun, like, taking a chance and doing stuff with, you know, that's what we really want to encourage is people just to, even if you look at the flyer and you don't know any of these bands, we curated these bands.
Yeah.
Like, very meticulously. You know, and it's everyone's like really cool. Even if you don't know, we want to encourage people to take a chance and go out, try something new. You're going to see something you like, we promise. There's like three stages of all different types of stuff.
What else are you going to do this weekend? Saturday and Sunday. Brian, Sean, more with them. We will check in with them. What's Left Fest here this weekend. Another band you will catch on the What's Left Fest. It's Total Cult. Their track Never Escape, Loud and Local right here at Kilo.
could be your band. Submit MP3s and contact info to Sid, S-I-D, at Kilo943.com. Loud and local on the Rock Station, 94.3 Kilo. Go!
Gentlemen, if this is your first, remember this moment. Night of the Living Shred, live on the Kilo Airwaves, and non-GMO corn, yes?
All right.
Yeah, how much was it to hire Jonathan Davis? I mean, did he come cheap?
Oh, yes, it was three kombuchas and a non-GMO egg.
So you got, I mean, it's your fest. You got to throw your own band on there.
Yeah,
of course. A couple times over, I assume. Yeah.
We got a couple. Sean's playing with Night of Living Shred and nice. Seance.
Uh-huh.
And then I am playing with Night of Living Shred, 908, and Upon the Fields Whisper.
Yeah.
It's good to have our bands, you know, be able to play and then also be able to play like the slots that nobody wants to play. You know, like we're playing.
I guess we'll take this.
Yeah, like 908 and Shred are both playing like last on like both nights. And,
sure.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Big weekend ahead of you guys. Yeah, Brian and Sean here. What's Left Records? Stop by. All thing, talk up your store a little bit. All thing records and more. Yes?
Yes. Would you like to say something?
No, you're fine.
Okay. I think you covered it with the yes.
Yes, yes, totally. Yeah, we got records. We got shirts. We got art. We got shows doing all of this stuff. Inclusive to the community. Really want to make sure that, you know, everyone's welcome and has an awesome time at events and shows. Come in and get some records and some tapes and find out your new favorite band.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now you're kind of spreading it with the What's Left Fest amongst the three venues on that strip. So that'd be Vultures, Black Sheep, and What's Left Records here this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
starts sir. Lunchtime, runs till third lunchtime, which would be super, super late, right? It's about 1:30 a.m.
After dinner.
Great ticket price as well.
Yes.
For this. You can get 2 day for $100, right? You said 60 a day. 100 for 2 day?
Yep. 60 a day. 100 for 2 day pass. We tried to make it as cheap as we possibly could for this many bands.
And you know, you'd pay the bands, you know.
Yeah,
there's this whole thing.
It takes a lot of the work to get into it.
No one's working for free.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
And then vendors as well. You got wrestling in the parking lot of the Black Sheep Saturday only. Where can they pick up tickets? They can come get them at What's Left Records, yes?
Yep, What's Left Records or on blacksheeprocks.com.
Awesome.
And it's going to be awesome.
We cover everything?
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to such an event, did we cover all of it? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think
it's going to be super cool, multi-genre. There's a little bit of everything for everyone. So that's really what we're trying to do here. We just want to show that Springs is an awesome town and we can do cool things. And we're showing it to, you know, all the cool bands that are coming from all over the country. You know, so it's going to be really fun. So come out and show these bands how cool the Springs is as well.
And really, it's so unique, too, to be able to have three clubs kind of spread amongst, or three stages, again, spread amongst, just East Platte right there. Yes. Like, I mean, you're keeping it all in one area,
that's
man.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's it's all right there.
Exactly. Something for everybody. You can go. It's going to be cool. It's going to be the coolest thing in Colorado Springs since Focus on the Family. All right.
They're still trying.
Rest in peace, my dog. Just kidding.
Pick up those tickets now. I know we do. We have a click link concert page, kilo943.com. Get your tickets in for What's Left Fest coming up. Brian, Sean, thank you guys so much. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you here this weekend. Yeah. What's Left Fest coming up. Now that'll wrap it. Loud and Local here tonight.
Loud and Local, where the locals get their chance to rock on 94.3 Kilo.